5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports podcast. Before I get into today's question, I want to answer a sub-question I get a lot. Why does WorkinSports.com charge a subscription to access sports jobs? This is a great question, and here's the straight truth. You know me. You've been listening to this podcast for a long time. You know I'm painfully honest, and I'm going to do that here, give you exactly the truth of why. As a business, we have two basic options. Charge employers to post their jobs, or have a subscription membership, which in turn charges the job seekers. On the surface level, you'd probably think, yeah, charge the employers. That's a way better deal for me. But think a little deeper. Many small to medium employers will say, no thanks, we don't want to pay, or we can't pay to post our jobs. Many of the big employers will say, nah, we don't have an interest in that. So what does that mean for you? It means a job board that only posts jobs from employers willing to pay them is only presenting you a fraction of the total market. Yeah, it may be free, but you're only getting a little tiny bit of the opportunities out there. There are thousands of opportunities you'll never see on their job board because they haven't struck a deal with that particular employer. We've gone about it differently. And on the surface level, you might think, I don't like paying for access. But we charge our members, and it allows us to get all of the available jobs, thousands of jobs, and bring them to you. Over our 20 years in existence, we've built relationships with over 8,000 employers. Small, medium, large-sized companies are all represented with us. You don't miss a thing. Your membership has real, true value. Plus, sports employers love our members because you aren't just blindly applying to a free sports job that sounds cool. You are qualified. Our members are qualified. Our members are willing to pay for access, which is a method of pre-screening and makes our employment friends very happy. They tell us all the time. On the free job boards, we get lots of applicants that aren't qualified. On your job board, we get the best applicants. So that's it in a nutshell. We charge, but for good reason, and it benefits you in the long run and the short run. So enough about that. That's a question I've been asked a lot, and I just figured it was a good place to handle it. Let's get to this week's question from Jordan in North Carolina, though. Just for a friendly reminder to our new listeners, email your questions in to podcast@workinsports.com. If you have a question answered on the show, boom, you get a month of free access to everything we do. So here it is. Here's Jordan's question. Hey, Brian, I'm a 22-year-old grad student. Over the last few months, I've been following your advice on the podcast, and it's made a huge difference for me. I've been more confident in interviews, both on video and in person. My cover letters are better. My goals are clearer. I know where my weak spots are, and I'm working to fix them. I can't thank you enough. I feel like I've learned more from your podcast than I have in 6 years of college and grad school. Aw, Jordan, that's sweet. I heard you mention on a show once that you've been in the industry for 20 years, so I'm guessing you're around 40 years old, which makes me wonder, if you could go back and talk to your 22-year-old self, what would you tell that person, and what would you do differently? I love how forward Jordan is. Yes, Jordan, I'll admit it, I'm 43 years old, which means I've been in the sports industry for like 22 years, which is nuts, and it doesn't feel that way. It's gone fast. It's been great. But it does frighten me to admit that. Jordan, I like this question. I'm a parent and I think this way a great deal. You know, what do I want to tell my kids that I didn't know? What do I want to teach them to do better than I did? How can I inspire them to achieve more than I have? These are the things you think about. Like, what would I want to do differently, or how can I help differently? Same thing here. What can I look back and share with all of you that could change your career trajectory? It's a pretty big challenge, but here goes. I did a little brainstorming on this and I came up with 5 things I would have done differently. There's probably more, but these are the 5 that really stood out to me. Number one, and this is a question of ego, really. I would have asked more questions, and that sounds really open-ended, but let me explain. In my early career, I really believed that if I asked questions of people, that it was a sign of weakness. Like, I was admitting that I didn't know things. And so I tried to figure things out on my own. Like, if I didn't know how to use a type of equipment, I would just try to wing it, you know, and rather than asking somebody like, hey, how do you adjust this? Or how do you do that? I just try to, you know, work my way through it. And while there's some benefit to that of a ability to solve problems, unless you're open to asking questions, you're never really getting to the right answer. You might figure out a way to do things, but then what invariably happens is that then when things go wrong, you don't know how to troubleshoot. You don't know how to react to the problem because you never really learn the right way to do it. Mine was a real problem of ego. I went through my early career thinking, you know, I was substandard to other people that I was competing with, that I started out at CNN in the sports department, and everybody there had better resumes, better colleges they went to, better experience. So I felt inferior. And rather than be vulnerable and just lean into it and be like, hey, I'm an employee here too, and I'm going to learn my best way I can, I fell back into my own corner and became afraid to ask questions because I didn't want somebody to think they were superior to me. Looking back, it was a huge mistake. Like, I wish I was way more open to learning back in that phase rather than being stubborn and being egotistical. Because I think those first few years in the business is when you're going to learn so, so much, but only if you're open to it. And I think if I had been more open to learning and asking and being just a sponge, it would have been better. I would have been, just more confident and maybe even been promoted faster and maybe had different opportunities. So that's just something I often think of, is that stubbornness and ego I needed to get past. Number two, I would have been a lot more aggressive in college. While in college, there are so many opportunities at your fingertips to volunteer, to work in the athletic department, to work in various departments in the athletic department. Take a little spin in marketing. Take a spin in sales. Take a spin in the sports information department. Work in operations. Try things. That's your time to learn what works for you and what doesn't. Try various internships. If there's a golf event in town, volunteer or nearby. If there's a minor league baseball team, get involved there. You know, whether you're interning for credit or not, get involved. And I didn't do enough of that in college. I could have been a lot more aggressive and had a much better resume upon graduating. I definitely believe that I had a little bit of a stroke of luck getting hired by CNN. Timing really worked out for me. I learned a skill, a very specific skill, nonlinear editing, that they needed at CNN, and it lined up. I got a little bit lucky. If I had been more aggressive in college, I think I could have made things happen a lot easier. Now, again, it always worked out great for me, but you're asking me to look back and think of things I would have done differently. I wouldn't have relied on luck so much. I would have gone the extra effort to be involved in more clubs, more organizations, more volunteer opportunities, more internships, all of those things. And I think that would have served me well. Number three, spreading things into my early career now, I would have worked for a team. So I have spent most of my career in the sports media and in content creation. So I worked at CNN Sports Illustrated, worked at Fox Sports Northwest, and have worked at various TV sports networks. And that's been my angle in the career. But there's always been a moment or a times where I've thought, man, it would have been cool to work for a specific team, to be on the team squad. And I never did that. I never made that leap. And sometimes I look back and say, I would have liked to have had that experience, not only on my resume, but just that experience, that different level of experience. So I look back sometimes, and my advice to you would be, consider working in various parts of the industry. You know, work for a team, work for a network, work for a college, work for, you know, various types of agencies or whatever, and you're just going to get a different flavor and feel for your career and figure out what you like best. Number four, while I was entry level and early in my career, I think I should have taken more management type courses, continuing ed type courses, maybe taking an online course. Because when I first got into a role where I was managing people, I was totally shooting by the hip. I really didn't know what I was doing. I was working on instinct and what I had just seen other people do through observation. Now that works, but it would have been great to have some foundational principles that could have helped me through some tough times where I was not sure how to deal with a certain scenario or a certain employee or a certain situation. That would have been really helpful to take a little bit more learning opportunity on the side and try to get myself more attuned for that day that I would eventually be in management and handling people and long-term strategy. That is the biggest difference when you go from an entry-level employee to management, is that when you're an entry-level employee, your job is very tactical. You have a list of things you have to accomplish on a daily basis. You know, you're an individual contributor. I'm going to do these five things today, and that's great, and then I'm done and I go home. When you get into management, you have to be thinking 2, 3, 6 months ahead. You have to be planning and budgeting and forecasting and all these different things that you're not really trained for. So I probably would have, I don't know, maybe a couple years into my entry-level career, gone back and gotten my master's in my MBA, maybe online at home, something like that, and been a little bit more career focused in that manner. I think that would have prepared me for managing people and managing expectations as I advanced in my career. Number five, and this is the last one. I wish that I would have looked to the future more. So I was in the broadcast media and I wasn't really, I guess I did some, but you don't always look ahead. You don't always say like, what's going to be different in a year or two? What are we going to see that's going to be, what should we latch on to? How do we approach this differently? You know, I'd see an idea like PTI. Let's use PTI as an example. We had talked about, while I was at CNN, we had talked about doing the rundown on the side of the screen like PTI does, you know, the stories that are coming up next. But we didn't really push for it. It was just kind of something we talked about. And then they did it. And it was like, well, that ship has sailed. We can't do that now. You know, you didn't always see how big social media was going to be. So a lot of the organizations I worked at, we were kind of late to the party. Video, streaming, a lot of these technologies, analytics, social, all these different things that came in the last 20 years. I wish I had spent more time thinking about or taking the time to think about how is the business and organization and industry going to change based on future technology or future opportunity or on changes in deal making or in broadcasting rights or in whatever. And I'm not 100% sure how I would have done that, probably reading more trade magazines or just staying on the cusp of, you know, the thought leaders out there, or just even thinking to myself, like, what would be cool if I was a consumer? But those are some of the challenges, you know, of not always being stuck in your own silo. You know, like I said earlier, when you're a entry-level employee or early in your career, first 5 years, let's say, you're so focused on the tasks you're given that you don't always think bigger. And I think that's something I would have liked to have done if I went back and did it over again, was just to take the time to think a little bigger earlier in that time of my career and just have a broader perspective on revenue and management and all those different things, but also the future, what's coming next, what's ahead of us, sports tech or whatever, social analytics, all of that, what's coming next. So those are the five things that I thought of that I would have done differently. I would have asked more questions. I would have been more aggressive in college. I would have worked for a team, just an actual tactical change. I would have tried to work for an organization. Would have taken more continuing ed courses, possibly getting my master's and trying to learn more about the techniques of management rather than just winging it. And I would have looked to the future more. I would have tried to figure out what's coming next. I think those are five pretty cool things that, you know, my 43-year-old self can tell you, whoever's out there just getting started, that maybe you should think about and make a plan to do. So, Jordan, I hope that answers your question. You will get a free month at workinsports.com. And thanks a lot for listening, guys. I will see you on Wednesday. We'll be right back.